Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something a little different or strange, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things Wombats. And tonight's show is going to be a short show, 30 minutes, and we're going to be followed immediately by my other show, which is called Wombats and Artificial Intelligence. A little recently, Eric Grossman and I got together and had a conversation about artificial intelligence, computers, consciousness, and the nature of reality and that sort of thing. And I recorded it, and I'm putting 30 minutes of it on 2 weeks in a row. So last week, the first half of the show was music. The second half of Wombats and Music was Eric and I in a conversation, and the same this week. The first 30 minutes will be the music I'm bringing you now, and then as soon as this show ends, it'll be followed by another 30 minutes of conversation between Eric Grossman and me concerning interesting things related to artificial intelligence. However, it's now time to start this show, and the first song is a new recording to me. The artist and the song both well known to me. This is Elvis Presley. One of the stronger influences in Elvis's background was gospel music, and you can feel that coming through here. The group singing with him is the Jordanaires, one of the best harmony groups to ever sing, and the fact that they got together was a wonderful thing. So this is Elvis Presley and the Jordanaires singing Swing Down, Sweet Chariot.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I've got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and
let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I've got a home on the other side.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Well, well.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Well, 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 well.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on the chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I've got home on the other side.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Ezekiel went down and got on board. Chariot went a bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bumping of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I've got home.
Well, I got a father in the promised land.
He ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I got home on the other side.
Elvis Presley singing Swing Down, Sweet Chariot with the Jordanaires. A lot of rhythm in there. Next up is kind of a wombat. The folk revolution back in the 60s and 70s included a lot of great artists. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, Button Travis, Ian and Sylvia. I could go on and on. This is one of the little ones, a little bit lesser known. This is the Chad Mitchell Trio, but they had a number of hits. And this particular one is a poem. James, James, Morrison, Morrison, Weatherby, George, Dupree. Took great care of his mother, though he was only three. It was a poem written by A.A. Milne. He was a fairly successful playwright and author before he wrote the book Winnie the Pooh. And that made his career. That overshadowed everything. But along the way, he wrote this poem called Disobedience. And it's kind of a myth thing. You can feel a story. You can feel some sort of, like you're supposed to learn something from this. But it's not at all clear what. And if you Google it, you'll find there's a lot of discussion of that. Anyway, I was quite taken with it when I heard it. I don't know who put the song, the music to it, but it's catchy. And it's a song I perform. So here we are with James, James, Morrison, Morrison by the Chad Mitchell Trio.
James, James, Morrison, Morrison, Weatherby, George, Dupree, took great care of his mother, though he was only three. James, James said to his mother, mother, he said he, don't ever go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. Don't ever go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. Now James, James, Morrison's mother, she put on her golden gown. And James, James, Morrison's mother, she drove to the end of the town. James, James, Morrison's mother said to herself, said she, well, I can get down to the end of the town and be back in time for tea. Well, I can get down to the end of the town and be back in time for tea. King John put up a notice, lost, stolen, or strayed. James, James, Morrison's mother, she seems to have been mislaid. Wondering vaguely all about, quite of her own accord, she tried to get down to the end of the town, 40 shillings reward. She tried to get down to the end of the town, 40 shillings reward. James, James, Morrison, Morrison, commonly known as Jim, said to his other relations not to go blaming him. For James, James said to his mother, mother, he said he, don't ever go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. You must never go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. Now James, James, Morrison's mother, she hasn't been heard of since. King John said he was sorry,
and so did the queen and the prince.
King John,
somebody told him,
said to a man he knew,
if people go down to the end of the town, but what can anyone do?
If people go down to the end of the town, but what can anyone do? Took great care of his though he was only three. Now James said to his he said, don't ever go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. You must never go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. Don't ever go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me.
That was James, James, Morrison, Morrison by the Chad Mitchell Trio. Next up is another song that's a bit wombatty. It's called Road to Spencer by Ricky Skaggs, and it's a traditional bluegrass in many ways, except I can't imagine what instrument he's playing. It sounds like a synthesizer, but the way it's played, I'm almost certain it's a live instrument with strings, and maybe it's the strings or the sound is going through a synthesizer. Anyway, it's got a strange feel to it, but it's a lovely tune, and it's well played, and I'm going to share it with you. Hope you feel some of what I feel. As this is a very interesting piece of music. Thank you. Road Dispenser by Ricky Skaggs, played on an unknown instrument. Well, I mentioned the folk revolution back in the 60s and 70s, and Ian and Sylvia was a strong part of that. And here comes Rocks and Gravel by Ian and Sylvia. One of the things that happened there was, though they were playing traditional music in many cases, they felt free to innovate. It was the era of innovation, and they'd put in different rhythms and sounds and give it some sort of different feel. And Ian and Sylvia were particularly good at that. And here's an example, Rocks and Gravel.
Well, if I'd have known the captain was blind, darling, darling. If I'd have known the captain was blind, darling, darling. If I'd have known the captain was blind, I wouldn't have gone to work till 9:30, darling, darling. Well, I asked him for the time of day, darling, darling.
Well, it's early in the morning, well, when I rise, Lordy, mama. It's early in the morning when I rise. Well, it's early in the morning, well, when I rise, Lordy, mama. Well, it's early in the morning when I rise.
Rocks and Gravel by Ian and Sylvia. A few years ago, Adele's, one of her first big hits, was called Hello. And I ran across a different recording of it a while back, and it's by a group called Walk Off the Earth. And the background instrument at the start sounds, the only thing I can think of is, I've seen these plastic tubes you wave around the air and they make a funny sound, sort of woo sound. And it sounds to me like that's the instrument that's playing behind them when they start singing here. I don't know what it is, but it gives it an eerie feel. In any case, it's an interesting recording of Hello. So this is Walk Off the Earth singing Hello.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side.
Tell you.
Hello by Walk Off the Earth. Next up is Chain Gang from 1960 by Sam Cooke. Just a catchy rhythm song. Was a very popular in the U.S., went to number two all over the U.S. and also internationally, and probably one of his best-selling songs. I often think about things like chain gangs and prisons. I used to go into Sing Sing prison as a worker going helping out. And there are people living in conditions very different from ours. And Chain Gang is just quite, even though it's just a nice song, kind of evokes a little bit of what life must be like for some people. So here is Chain Gang by Sam Cooke.
I hear something saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, whoa, my work is so hard.
That was Chain Gang by Sam Cooke. And the last song on the show today, our short show, is You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. And I just like this song. It's a story of people who are in love and are separated. And you get to hear from both of them. And it just catches some sort of poignancy of what it's like to care about someone who's far away and hope that you'll see them again someday. So this is You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma.
There's a full moon over Tulsa, I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County, there's a blue northerner passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town to drink a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma.
now, thinking of you. Sometimes when the wind blows, you can see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. All the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip, they wish that they could be like you.
Just thinking of you all day.
I got a calico cat and a two-room flat on a street in West LA.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure missing you. You're missing you.
That was You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma by Lefty Frizzell and Connie Lee. And now it's time to end the show. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. This is a short show. It'll be followed immediately by another show, Wombats and Artificial Intelligence, a 30-minute conversation between me and Eric Grossman. Professor Grossman, Dr. Eric Grossman, is at Emory Henry University College, and he and I have a common interest, and we discuss it for the next 30 minutes, so stay tuned for that. And now it's time to ask you to join me, as I do each week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.